doing bullish. Hey, Jack, how are you, man? Good to have you. We've been here.
Yes, bullish.
Second round of interviews, Istanbul.
Yes.
RouteScan's a giga company now, 3 months later.
Yeah, but we grow. Yeah, we grew over the last 3 months, 3-4 months. Now we can, from the clients we have last, a better chain. And I can now say we have Tyco. Tyco Scan is coming. We already got the catalog score for Icon. And I must say, if all the teams come through it, at Denver, we may have 10 new more explorers, guys, for a seamless good chain future.
I'm happy to hear that. And I was telling you, one of the things I'm most bullish about with RouteScan is how you got this big modular thing that's going on, but it's really about unlocking all these new blocks of this through all these different app chains, general purpose rollups, ELF, Kinesis, ZKStack, OPStack, Arbitrum Orbit. What excites me about what you guys are building is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to where the users are. You can meet projects where they are and scale RouteScan to almost an infinite number of chains. There are a lot of server costs.
Yes.
But that's what's very exciting about where you guys are.
The thing is, here at Denver, we're constantly trying to understand how to make this little business model sustainable. Thing is, for high profile chains, we're trying to understand how to best service all the chains. So right now, because the OP stack, AME, 4844, like Nymphomids, lower the cost like by 90%. So most chains will have like $1,000 a month of costs. So how can we actually do that? Because, EtherScan is charging 1 penny. We charge 80% less for the same little kind of chain. But how can we service the man, like low TPS chain, like all the TPS that build the chains that are like really low TPS and then really grow over time? So we're like, yeah, maybe let's find a way to which you pay like they pay as you go, explorer service, and then you can just simply switch to the price and one of the best suits for you when you grow. Yes,
to a sense.
So like most chains that pay $1,000 for cost of utility chain, or pay $3,000 for a conduit wallet as a service provider, and service, would have to pay like $500 less. Where EtherScan like blocked four.
Yeah.
And then if they grow, yes, they may be paying more money, but then they can come to us and say, okay, we're going like to 10 TPS. Let's not pay $1 million per year, but let's keep the cost down. How we're going to have a more like fixed fee type thing. And so that's basically the single call to actually map right now is we want to service even the lowest tier of the longest tails. And because there are going to be so many.
All the new chains.
Yes, like gold. The old gold chain, the L3 that is going on the AP stack.
Well, now I do. This is what I mean. This is what I'm saying.
It's a game that now it settles on one base.
Right.
Like they may be having like one TPS. Because it's a game, so how many transactions can you make? And it's a strategic game, so it's not like DeFi game, so it's strategic. So maybe they have 1-2 TPS, and so maybe they'll pay like $500 for an explorer that. And it also, since they settle on base, for the first 3 months, it's going to be for free because we are subsidizing for the retro BGF. Yes, and that's what we're going to do. We make sure that we don't want chart chains. Like, if there's some initiatives like retro BGF, then we don't mind. It's easy for us.
It's a public good.
Yes.
It's a business, right? And, every company in crypto has to figure out how to consistently grow and feed the people and be sustainable. But the beauty of a lot of these grant programs and things is that, you can offer subsidized costs. And I foresee a world where RouteScan is the block explorer for every new app chain, for all these new general purpose chains. That allows you to kind of also strategically place your bets in a way with different chains at the earliest stages, which I think is probably exciting for you guys.
Yeah, the thing is, every new chain that even the biggest or the lowest would be integrated in our RouteScan platform.
Yep.
We now have 50,000 users that only use RouteScan as the main explorer. Like they don't use the single chain one; they just use the RouteScan as the go-to.
Right.
And this is increasing. We have like 100,000 users in July last year, but now we have 80,000 50,000 users just use RouteScan.io instead of using the subdomains and all, you know, these sub-explorers.
And you guys can put them all together as well.
Correct.
SuperScan is the optimistic stack. So in SuperScan, well, you're able to be able to also index and aggregate L3 settlement base.
Correct.
All in SuperScan?
Yes.
So SuperScan should be the blocking score for every single L3 yes. and L2 in the office.
But I'm going to tell you more. We actually recently acquired the base scan domain. So base scan will be the base explorer on all SuperScan. But the thing is, it will also be the ecosystem explorer for chain settlement base.
No way.
So the thing is...
Is this the alpha? Is this the announcement?
No, this is not the alpha, but the thing is... if you want to have an idea of what's actually settling on a specific chain, we will have that. So we will have like specific explorers that may become ecosystem explorers of their own because of new chains and settlement.
Right. So with base scan, you can effectively be the Ebra scan, if you will, of base.
Correct.
And that scales to a world where not only is RouteScan as a company everywhere with all these new chains, but the individual like subdomains or explorers are the main explorer for that ecosystem.
Correct.
And that's just like, RouteScan is the brand that holds it, and then those ecosystems are all there. And then there's just the experience. Let's talk about the experience a bit. Why do you think that you guys have seen this level of success? How is BaseScan optimized to be just the best box for Lost World?
So the basic idea is that, and this is something that I just talked about in a talk 30 minutes ago, is that chains pay explorers, but chains do not choose the explorer they want, because chains want developers, and developers bring users. So if chain wants to bring users, they need to acquire developers. And so the thing is, the real decision makers of what explorer choice are developers. So if Curve, Aave, or whatever other big application, a compound or whatever, they are used to the EthoScan interface right now. That's what a chain that is going to be, you know, have a lot of developers want.
Right.
So that's our case. So we want to have, but the thing is, the front end, yeah, it's pretty the same, you know, it's similar to EthoScan.
And it's a typical blog support.
Yeah.
Because people don't want something completely new.
Correct.
They want something that they're used to with maybe some better function.
They want a developer, a block explorer that is a developer tool.
Right.
Because you need to, you know, mint. If something is not working, you can like write the contract directly from the block explorer.
Yep.
And that is one business. And so basically, we are seeing that the people want more of, like developers want more of these EthoScan, but for every type of block of chain, from the highest tiers to the lowest tiers. But the other thing is that we need to look at the users as well. So that's why we are trying to continue to use RouteScan as a money-making machine, let's say. And we will have a lot of traction with that. But at the same time, we're also experimenting on AvaScan. So AvaScan is what we think would be the buffest for the future. It's not there yet. No, but it's the ground for experimentation. And we will have a lot more feature over there with staking, like new buttons. It will be a platform where you can actually interact easily as a user, not at the buttons.
Smart contract.
Correct.
Because, for example, not to cut you off there, but on the interface of DeFi exploits in 2020, there was times in the UX who exploited the website, but you could still withdraw from the smart contract.
Yes.
But only like the nitty gritty developers would know that. I don't assume that AvaScan and RouteScan will get it all the way down to like the easiest and bindable for the average user, but something
maybe
more,
3-5 years, yeah, right.
Just so more compatible.
Yes, that's a multi-year journey to understand how. Because right now, you know, there are a lot of block explorer providers like SocialScan, Bot Scout, and Dora, and Lore. Everyone is trying to get its own flavor of what a block explorer should be, but some of them are advertising themselves as for a user friendly, as academic friendly, as an analyst friendly. Yeah, the thing is, still don't know what a block explorer should be. We do know that developers want a EthoScan like explorer because that's what they're most used to, and that's what they, you know, use good. So that's in RouteScan, that's what the single thing that we did was take EthoScan and make it natively multi-chain and refine, so that when you develop a RouteScan application, you can simply deploy it on the same address on multiple chains, also with all the workflow tools like in Avenir integrated. And that's the easiest way that you can actually have a unified experience for a really developer hub. And so that's the single thing that we did. Like, it was just Ether student saying, okay, yeah, single chains is not going to happen. People, developers, don't even need to care about we should choose which chain they're going to play on, because like a lot of applications are 20 chains. Uniswap is at a 30 chains, whatever. How can you manage all that? You have to deploy these single explorers every time? No. So here, just have a single explorer, then you see the contracts and everything for a single website.
And as I kind of alluded to in the beginning, and will just continue to allude to, is that here's Maja's thesis, this idea of more blockchains, more block space, more absolute rollups, more subnets, more chains. You have just positioned the very, very dominant and also good product market fit spot. So I'm excited to continue to see the growth. And any closing thoughts? I know you're feeling very bullish. And
yeah, the closing thought is since the Ethember, you know, deals seem to be closed like this, I think we I think we can say that on RouteScan you will be able to see like 10% of coin market cap I end on you.
Wow.
Like more than 100 chains.
Wow. Every roll-up architecture in Superscan, in Optimus the stack, OP stack, Superchart, Team Superscan, Avalanche, Avascan, and subnets as well. Pure takeover.
We want to get that for teeth.
Thanks, Jack. Good interview.
Thank you.
Nice, guys. Good work.